Sunday, Chavisolvo Vashir for ladies, Shara Bitachon, February 7th, Chav Cheshvat, Shir number 35, in Shara Bitachon, Perek Dalet.
Okay, we're learning Chavisolvo, Shara Bitachon, Perek Dalet, and going through the areas and how Bitachon should be applied to them. Last week we learned about people asking you for favors, you were asking other people for favors, and what the Baal Bitachon's attitude should be. And now he's up to in those different relationships. That's number three on the list, is different relationships. And sustenance, number two was more money than that, number three was different relationships, and he went through different relationships. We're on the last relationship that he discusses, which is avolinyane oivav, the chomdov, which means people who are jealous of you, and people unfortunately act in certain inappropriate ways. There are such people out there. It could be coming from jealousy, it could be coming from one-upsmanship, it could be coming from a feeling that somehow your success is causing their lack of success. There's all different ways a person could view it. But what is your attitude? Yiftach bin yoneyam alabori yisalem. So now it's very important, and this is a very big nisayon, it's very important. You have to remember that no one, and this happens, right? People are talking lashon hara about you. People are saying unfair things about you. People are lying about you. People are doing all sorts of things. The Chavir Lovis is not unaware that this happens. But that doesn't change how the Baal Bitachon reacts. Because not Baal Bitachon, it spirals out of control. Nekama and Atira is first. Then you start talking about them, and then all of a sudden there's a machlokas, and all of a sudden there's signs, and all of a sudden they have to get back at you for what you did to them because of what they did to you. And this is real life all too often. And then you aggravate yourself, and you're up at night because people are talking about you, and there's really nothing you can do about it. So you just get aggravated, and then you get short-tempered, and then you snap at your bnei bayis, and then you get depressed maybe a little, and then you become a basket case. And it's all because you are taking to heart what people are doing to you. And it's a huge nisayon. You should hear what people say about me all the time. So I'm Baruch Hashem such a Baal Gaiva that I don't care. So I don't have to pull out the Bitachon card. I just have to pull out the Gaiva card. But what Chavit Halvavus is saying, that you have to just repeat it as a mantra. Really, no one can harm me unless it's Hashem's will. No one can help me unless it's Hashem's will. Like, it's healthy to keep both sentences in front of your eyes. And therefore, this is the chinuch's observation of how a human being could keep and not violate the issa lo sikom, the lo sitar, which I always say lo sitar is much harder than lo sikom, because it's mamish in your heart, mamish. Lo sikom is you're stirred by your grudge to do something, to get him back. But lo sitar is like even harder, because I'm a tzaddik, I didn't do anything back to them. But, and that's really, it it's a malach. You have to be a malach not to be have a low seed comb, low seed tar, especially. But at least Chavis Alvavus gives us the chinuch, gives us the way, is by remembering that it's Hashem, it's Hashem, it's Hashem. And even if you don't believe it the first few times you say it, but just keep saying it and keep thinking it and learn over Shara Bitachon and learn over Perek Beis and learn over Perek Gimel, where he says this point, because it's one of the seven things of Perek Beis, and then he elaborates about it even more in Perek Gimel vis-a-vis Hashem. And therefore the so you exhibit Bitachon, the Yisbol Kerv Posom, meaning you'll be so willing, you won't let it affect you. It works if you can do it. It just takes practice, it takes chazara, it takes belief, emuna, and bitachon, and it takes all, you have to keep reminding yourself of these ideas which seem so beautiful when you learn them in a sefer, but in real life, it's very hard. It is, really. And you just have to keep, there's no eitzah. The eitzah is, well, you can always chazar these wonderful shiurim. But the answer is to keep repeating as a mantra. I tell it to my kids, I tell it to my wife tells it to me. No one can do anything to me unless Hashem wills it. And if it does happen to me, it's Hashem willed it, and then I have to make a cheshbon hanefesh. Why did it happen? Maybe it's a punishment, maybe it's the best thing for me, even if it's not a punishment. We all fail at things, and then we put it aside so quickly that it's a punishment. Maybe we have to thank Hashem that we failed, because what we wanted to do is not a good thing for us, really. And Hashem steered us in a different direction. This could be true about a job, it could be true about a shidduch, it could be true about a school, it could be true about anything. So you take it like a, I was going to say like a man, but I realize that's insulting. Besides, we all know men are babies. So you take it like a woman. Don't pay them back, chas v'shalom. That's it happens to be osur, but Chavivah is not only referring to the fact that it's osur, but you won't want to, which is of course lo sitar. If you really, the proof that it's a very high madrega is because when David HaMelech did it, he became what's called one of the Merkava L'Shechina. He became one of the chariot of the Kisei HaKavod. We don't know what that means, but there were three, and he was the fourth when he said it about Shimi Ben Gera. And the irony is that he then punished Shimi Ben Gera. Years and years later, he had Shlomo punish him, because they'll get theirs, what they deserve. And if that makes you feel good, the truth is you're not supposed to even feel good about that. But then you're above a malach, so I won't even talk about that. That you feel good when someone's getting punished and you see it as because they did something to you, so you smile to yourself, but you're really not supposed to. What can you do already? Actually, it's really dangerous too, because the Gemara talks about it's dangerous to be the cause of someone else's punishment. And the Gemara says that's dangerous, but at least it's not a chisaron bitachon, so we don't have to deal with that. And as I say, it's not having the kama, it's not taking the kama or feeling the tira is being like a malach. This is like beyond a malach. So I don't even know what to call it, but just l'man ha'emes, I have to say, you're not really supposed to feel smugly satisfied either, and you're not supposed to feel that Hashem's sticking up to you. And the Gemara warns about feeling that way, because then Hashem will turn his attention to you and make sure you get what you deserve, and no one wants that. Now the Chaim Halava says something even, it's not so clear to me why he says it. I think he says it as a way of making sure you, the Iker is what he said till now. Don't get angry, don't get the way we all get when this happens. And just remember the mantra, and if it helps to keep it in a piece of paper, and, women don't have wallets, I don't know, but wherever you keep things in your pocketbooks, among the million other things you have there. So just pull it out and read it. That's all. It's really very, it happens to be emotionally the best thing you can do also. Like, so you don't have to go to Dr. Blass and get medicine, you know. happens to be very emotionally healthy to do that, because otherwise you get an ulcer. I mean, people get sick from this, and it colors their whole day, because that's all they can think of. And revenge is very sweet. I mean, to goyish a member, but it is. It's a sweet revenge. It's, and you see it as justice. We can even put a little frum spin on it, that even though it's really the geos, this and that, but you see it as the person's getting his or her just desserts, and you're carrying out what's justice. And, you know, even David HaMelech, maybe that's the chiddush maybe of David HaMelech, that he did punish him later because it was what justice demanded, because he was a Mori of the Melech. But David felt or held that if he does it, then first of all, who knows if he's doing it from out of justice or out of a sense of personal payback, or maybe this is speculation, or maybe he was afraid it would be perceived that way. So, you know, he waited 10 years or whatever it is. He waited till he was dying, and he told Shlomo HaMelech to take care of it. But Nekama does have an element of justice, and that's why Kel Nekama Hashem, Kel Nekama Sophia. But we have an Issa Lo Siko. This has nothing to do with the Goyim, by the way. Don't let people mix you up about a Jew doesn't take Nekama by the Goyim. It's a mitzvah to take Nekama, and there's a chiyuv to take Nekama, and don't be swayed by silly people who say otherwise. Nekama is not for Hashem to take when it comes to Goyim. If there's something you can do, you're mechuyev to do it. There's no such thing. This mantra that they say that only Hashem can take Nekama, not people, is silly and against the Torah when it comes to Goyim and taking Nekama. So if anybody that learns Nach, you see what the Yidden did in order to make sure the Goyim understood their place. And no one would say that if they learn Nach, or if they believe in Hashem. But that's a different subject, which we won't go into. We already did go into it, okay? But now the Chavin Olava says something that it's really weird. It says, Yich Melem Chesed. Do Chesed for them. V'yasa lehem kol ma sheyuchal la'asosa min ha'tov. Do them a favor, if it's called for. Now, I don't know if the Chavin Olava says it as just a way of proving to yourself that you don't have this anger towards them, or he may be talking about that you're mechuyev to do the chesed, so make sure you do it, because then not doing the chesed would be nekama. It's hard to tell. Chesed is a very fluid thing that really needs a whole shiur in itself. Like, am I mechuyev to do chesed? When am I mechuyev to do chesed? Chesed is, there's no objective obligation. You know, how do I weigh my time against, you know, I was in yeshiva, young smart aleck. Now I'm an old smart aleck, what's the difference? But then I was a young smart aleck, and this guy he needed a favor from me. Oh, he asked me for a favor. Maybe I shouldn't say the story, it's not nice. I wasn't my mitzvah yet. He wanted me to drive him somewhere. Whoops. It turned out that the whole favor was to save him 20 minutes. And I said to him, it's going to cost me 40 minutes. I don't get it. Why should I do you this favor? In other words, it's like sometimes you need a ride from someone that's 20 minutes, but you have no other way of getting there. So then that's not just the time angle, but you have to get there. But here, like, it was just to save him time. So I said, like, no. I said, there's no way I'm b'chuyev to save you 20 minutes if that's all that's involved, if it costs me 40 minutes. So again, that's a dangerous line, because sometimes it's more than the 20 minutes. Sometimes he has to get to where he wants to go, or he has to get there on time. I mean, if he takes a bus, he's going to miss it if he takes the 20 minutes. So, you know, but if that's the whole shekel, it's complicated. I went into the Inyan of Chesed then, and I learned some Sfarim, and it's not simple when, you know, it's the halachic guidelines of when you do Chesed is not simple. It's not simple. But having said that, but certainly if you go your life without chesed, that's terrible. Which is a greater madrega than stokka. Anyway, if the Chavis HaLavis is talking about when you're mechuyif to do the chesed, so then his exhortation to do chesed to them is not that much of a chiddush, because actually not doing the chesed would be nekama. If you're mechuyif to do something to them and you don't do it, it's nekama. So he must be talking about that you're not mechuyif to, it's a case where you don't have to, or someone else can do it, why should it be you? So then the question is, why is this true? You what?
Isn't this like a zota zorimo? You're supposed to help your enemy?
But again, I'm talking about...
But isn't this connected to that?
Well, that happens to be a specific objective obligation. Chazalovas just says in 10 general terms, Yigmalein Chesed. You pick something that has to be an objective mitzvah. I see him by the side of the road, he has a flat tire. You know, I have to go help him. That's an easy call, so to speak. Chayilolus is like almost giving you like take him out to lunch, buy him a cup of coffee, give him do some chesed for him. So I don't even know if the Chayilolus is saying it as a means to ensure that you've wiped your heart clean of any animosity towards him. So the best way is to do him a chesed, which is a great thing to do, to make sure that animosity is wiped away. Or he's saying it as an eitzah, because he goes on to say that if you have a healthy attitude, and v'yizkor b'libo shetolalto v'nizkor b'yadabori yisale, you keep that in mind, so you're going to do him a chesed as if he was a regular person. V'myyasibo lehezeko, and if you were actually harmed by them, Yachshav aleihem tov, you'll be done them with kaschus. The Yachshav es atzmo umaisa. I'm finishing the sentence. I'm going to come back to what we said before about Yasa Chesed. Yachshav aleihem tov, be done them with kaschus. The Yachshav es atzmo umaisa baroa hakdomoso vezel elokov. You have to realize it's from Hashem. He says here, accepted as an onesh or as a kapora for averus. I'm adding to that, maybe it's really the best thing for you that this happened to you. We don't know, we don't see with the same scope that Hashem sees, but he says here, he chooses to say that you should blame yourself for this happening or see it as a kapora. You should actually verbalize that, let this be, we verbalize it in Yiddish, at least my grandma used to, akapura, we all say, right, vovana kapura. So that's serious, if you could think what it means. Chazalova says, to say that, davan to Hashem, zolzaina kapura. V'oz yoshubu oiva la'avaso. And he says, Hashem will, I don't know if we believe this or not, Hashem will turn them around, they'll become your friend. Be nice to them. Let's say, in other words, you have a neighbor that keeps throwing garbage onto your porch. And as much as you talk to them, they don't listen. Everybody has such a neighbor. It's a serious custom that everybody should have such a neighbor. Why don't the neighbor have such a neighbor? We don't know. So the Chayilolus says, take them out to eat, send them over a challah that you bake for Shabbos, send them over a cake for Shabbos, buy a birthday present for their kid on the birthday. That's what the Chayilolus says to do. You have in mind that an amiyani, if you could take them to Beis Din, take them to Beis Din. Why not? If you could. That's not what the Chayilolus is talking about. He's not telling you to be mavater on your halachic rights, which is sometimes, in the example I gave, it happens to be a halachic right, and you could theoretically get them to stop. But he's not talking about such a scenario. He's talking about you have enemies that wish you harm, and they maybe even they do you harm, so you have to say, look, it's not them. It's not them. Yosef's brothers wanted to get rid of him, and he became the Mishmal Melech, you didn't get into this school, you got into a better school at the end. You look back 20 years later and you say, thank you Hashem, I went to the best school for me. and this wasn't, you know, it wouldn't have been good, or a shidduch, or a school, or a job, anything. So you could think that way. If it's taka, something that's detrimental, you say a kapora, then you do it as a spur to be mefashvish b'ma'asov, to do tshuva, fix yourself up. And then the Chazal says, if you and do them a chesed and daven to Hashem a kapora, if you have the right attitude, he says, he makes an amazing, it's really a very bold statement. He says, if you do that and have the right attitude and do them favors, they'll turn around. They'll become your oyavim. They'll become your friends. That's what he says. So, I don't know what to say. I don't remember ever having done this and it worked. I can't tell you I did it. But he says it works. You know, what are you going to say? You know what he says? He makes one of the... What?
I have read a story of someone...
Yeah, stories are also okay. I don't need a story. I'm the Chazal Halavos tells me a story.
No,
thank you. It was the story with a cup of coffee. I remember such a story also. I think it was a cup of coffee. They took him out to kill him.
It was very grumpy and whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Over a year.
I remember two places in the Sefer that the Chazal Halavos makes a bold prediction. This is one. I think this is a very bold thing to say. In Hilchos Tshuva, he says, if you wrong someone and you need to get mechila from them, right, and they disappear from your life, you know, I'm not talking about like you did everything you could and they refused to be mechil, that I talked about Shabbos, but if they move out of your life, and oh my goodness, I have to ask mechila, what's going to be? You know, this is very scary. I really babbled them, I insulted them, I maybe shamed them publicly. I need to ask mechila. And now they disappear from your life. So Chazal Halavos says, if you do a sincere tshuva and you ask Hashem to help you, either they'll remember the story and they'll be mechil you, wherever they are, which is not as unlikely as it sounds, because maybe they say that paragraph before Hamapil. So they say it like a formula, but maybe one night Hashem will remind them of the story with you, and they'll specifically think of you, and they'll say, Harini Meichel, or Chalodam Shechata Kenegdi, etc. Or Chalodam makes a bold prediction. Hashem will, you're going to meet them. You're going to meet them on a bus. You're going to bump into them at a chasana, at a bus. Hashem will send them your way so you can ask them for mechila. He says, he doesn't say the word guaranteed, but he's like a very bold. He says, if you do tshuva and you really want it and you just stop, Hashem will send them your way to be meichel. So that's another bold prediction. But this is also a bold prediction. And, take it for however you want to take it. It's not the main point. The main point is your attitude, if you're Baal Bitochon, is that the anger and anxiety and resentment should drain out of you, and you just keep remembering that it's from Hashem. And again, he here stresses it's a kaparas adonos, or maybe it's an onesh for a particular chay. And I'm saying it's really for the best. Like it could be, it could be that it's simply for the best without being an onesh. It's like for the best. It wouldn't have been good for you for that to happen. So you just keep saying it till you believe it. I know maybe that sounds like a funny thing to say, but it's not, because you have to keep on reminding yourself of it, you know, because it's not easy. That's why B'tochen, in general, B'tochen's very hard, and it's a good idea, you know, if you can pick out of Tehillim, the Psukei B'tochen and Tehillim, and right, and there are Svarim, there is a Sefer, rather, that compiles, that collects all the Psukim of B'tochen, all the members of Chazal, and puts it in a sefer. So, and it's good to, it's like a little sefer, a little, you can keep it in your pocketbook, and you can look at it whenever you need some recharging of the bitachon battery, which is like every day. Okay, so we finished. Chazal Halavos is doing what I said he would be doing in this perek. How to apply bitachon to different aspects of your life. And the first three were very personal, and how to do with Olam Hazeh, and how to do with money. The first two were money, and the third was relationships, and he went through all different types of relationships. The person that's alone, the person that's full of social obligations, family obligations and social obligations, the lamala to lamato, we'll call it an employer to an employee, and vice versa, we'll call it an employee towards an employer, people that do want favors from you, and people that you want favors from, and your enemies. That's what he did. Those were the different relations. That's all in number three. Now we're going to start number four. And how, what does being a Baal Bitachon mean? What should be your attitude, your thoughts, your reactions, your actions, your reactions to things that happen in these three areas? How should Bitachon make you think and act? Okay, now we're up to number four. There were seven areas. We're already moving out of Gashmias. V'apirish achelik haravi, v'inyan cholos halavavos v'ha'ivarim, meaning mitzvahs, doing mitzvahs. Sh'adam v'si, so then, in there were, I think number four is mitzvahs that only involve you. There are no other people involved. Person's alone. It's not a mitzvah that you have to do with someone else. It's not bikacholim. It's not stoka. It's not losikom. It's not losidor. It's not pay a worker on time. No interrelationships. A person himself, v'zeh ketzom, fasting, ketfila, davening, sukkah, lulav, tzitzish, mir shabbos, v'amoadim, v'imona minu averos. It has nothing to do with another person. Yichud Hashem. All the things that are cholos halavavos that don't involve another person. The toaltom v'nizkon miuchedes bo mibli shor b'nei adam. No other people are involved. So really, so to them, where does bitachon fit into this? Really, this is now going to be the interplay between bitachon and hishtadlus and bechira. That's what he's going to be talking about here. Is there, where does bitachon come into play? How does it interact with my bechira? And how much is hishtadlus? What's hishtadlus, what's bechira, and what's bitachon? Because we're talking about now doing mitzvahs, being bolcher betov. It's a little more complicated when it involves another person. So he's making this a topic in itself. No other person. This is like a purely theological explanation. How does a Baal Bitachon view? I'm going to sleep tomorrow. I'm getting up early to daven. Say, I'm getting up early to take care of whatever I have to take care of tomorrow, my obligations. So I'm Bitachon. I'm going to wake up. I'm relying on Hashem to wake me up on time. Does that make any sense? Are you allowed to say that? That's what you're telling. You know, if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, maybe I'd be allowed to do it as long as I'm doing proper hishtadlus. So where does that fit in my bechira? So he says, "Volfani yosher bitachon b'kulam alo alokim esbarach." Where does bitachon play a role? Mashani mavar also, and you see it's heavy because he says a phrase, "Umei alokim eshal lahoros osi ha'emes barachamav." Asking Hashem, praying to Hashem that I not make a mistake, and I should say only things that are emes. Chabad Lubavitch throws in every once in a while these sentences, which shows you his extreme humility. What an honor he was. Here it's like bolate. He throws in, I hope I'm right. I hope to Hashem I'm right. Vuhu. Ki maiso avoda v'avera lo yitochnu la'odam ki yim bikavei shlosha dvarim. He's scientifically analyzing. You have to make a decision. You have to do a bit. You have to make a decision. You have to be bolcher, betov, or bara, and you have to do something or not do something. Do a mitzvah, not do a mitzvah. Do an aveira, not do an aveira. So he analyzes the thought process, what goes into not just the thought process, the thought and action process, what goes into bechira. I'm making a choice. He splits it up. So there's three parts. The second part's not so clear. I have my opinion what he means by the second part, but different Mefarshim explain it a little differently, and I'm not sure there's such a big difference. I'll explain it in a moment. We'll see what I mean. Ha'echad ha'bechira b'libo mitzvono. Number one is the choice. You're choosing. What do you want to do? V'hasheni, he calls ha'kavono v'ha'haskomo lasos ma'shevochar bo. So the words are, the first was to choose in your heart, and then your mitzvono, he's always like your inner voice, your conscience, your kishkes. That's throughout the Sefer how the word mitzvono is used. Your inner self, your, it's hidden away. It's all, maybe even subconscious. I don't know how do you can make a bechira in your subconscious. Deep down. Vasheni is to intend and to be maskim, which would l'chayr mean make a final hachlota, lasos masher bachar bo. Yes, I'm going to do it. So it's not so clear what this, and the third thing is doing it. So the first, it's not so clear what the second one is. I would have jumped from choosing to doing. He has this second thing, which some interpret to mean a clear final decision. The first one is still like a little theoretical. I'd like to do it, or I'd like to do it, or it sounds good, maybe I'll do that. And the second one is like, yes, I'm going to do it. So it's a little funny to me, like, why bother with the first thing? I don't know. I understand it to mean, even though I admit openly it's not mashman or lashon like that, that the second is to make a game plan, how to implement your bechira. In other words, if I say I'm blessed to get up tomorrow morning, but I don't set an alarm clock, so that's, I had a nice bechira, but it's not, you have, number two is part of bechira, he's going to say. Number two is part of what Hashem leaves to us. So I say, I understood number two to me, like, it doesn't sound like it, but he doesn't say those words, that number two is to implement the bechira. That doesn't guarantee. Now, how am I going to do that? I want to visit someone in the hospital. How am I going to do that? When am I going to have the car? You have to make a plan. It has to be real. It makes it real. So that's why I said maybe there's not much difference in the pshat. The first one is maybe more theoretical. It's a good choice. Your heart's in the right place. And the second one concretizes the decision and makes it more real. So I'm just learning it would, that would be when you make a game plan how you're going to implement the decision. The other before I should just say it's just solidified in your mind. Like, yes, it's not just a nice thought, but it's real and I'm going to do it, and it's a final hachlota. Whatever it is, it's interesting that he splits it up into two. Like, it easily could have been one. Either the first or the second. Like, he makes it into two distinct. I wonder if, according to like a psychiatrist or people that study the mind and they analyze how people make decisions, so I guess maybe this also not that they know better than the Chayyus, I'm just saying it would be interesting to know if they also have three things, like the first thought, then the concretized thought, and then the doing. Yeah.
It is the proper steps in cognitive behavioral therapy. It's broken up.
Yeah, this way?
Yeah.
And what's the second one?
To follow through, how you're going to implement it. It should
the plan?
The thought process.
The plan?
The plan.
Oh, so others learn it doesn't necessarily mean a plan. It means a concrete decision, not a theoretical one. So maybe it's not so far apart, because the concrete decision would need a plan. That's how I know it's concrete. Okay. Thank you. Now, and the third is doing it. You have to do it. You have to get in the car. You have to get out of bed. You have to do it. Well, like getting out of bed is not a good example. Because he's going to say that Hashem is not involved in the first two. That's the Chiddush of Bechira. And there's no bitachon there. And you're a fool if you have bitachon. He uses very strong lashonos. We'll see in a moment. But the third is back to bitachon. Right? You can get in you want to visit someone in the hospital. It could be traffic. You never get there. They could have checked out. You get there, they change the visiting hours. I mean, you want to give stock, it doesn't get to the person that you wanted to give it to. They don't need it anymore. You waited too long, and now they tell you, I'm sorry, Baruch Hashem, I don't need it anymore. The third is actually doing the mitzvah, and it's amazing that that's already up to Hashem. If I'm going to put on tefillin, it's up to Hashem. Chas v'shalom, A person could have a stroke and then not be able to put on the tefillin. You know, you always say, so you're back to bitachon. I'm relying on Hashem that I could taka put on the tefillin. I'm relying on Hashem that I'm indeed, it will be implemented. Number one is the choice. Number two is the concrete choice, which I hold means to plan how it will be implemented. And that's Bechira and Usur, he's going to say soon. He doesn't say Usur, he says worse than Usur. He says it's foolish. It's foolish to have Bitachon, because that's Bechira. Hashem says, leave me alone. It's up to you, like whatever for me. I'm not getting involved, so to speak. But the third, which we always think is part of Bechira as well, is not. That's up to Hashem. My success at anything, at putting on tefillin, at doing the chesed, at getting to shul, and the actual implementation, we're back to Hashem and back to Bitachon. I have to rely on Hashem that it will happen. It's not even in my power. Hashem has to make it happen. He usually does, but he doesn't have to, and again, Bitachon has to kick in. Please, Hashem, let me talk and get to shul. Like, you see my thoughts, you know I mean it, I have a plan how it's going to happen. Please, let it happen. And what's interesting is that even though the third is not Bechira, but you get Schar for it. In other words, Hashem rewards you for the choice, number one and two, we'll call that the choice. And he says, and it's a little almost strange why, but he says that if you become the vehicle through which indeed the mitzvah is done, so Hashem, it means Hashem wants to reward you. It means your heart's in the right place and Hashem wants to give you a reward. There's definitely, there's a reward for the choice's actualization. Certainly in Benod Machavero, like something good happened, but even in Benod Machavero, something good happened. The Jew wore tefillin. A Jew took challah. A Jew had a mezuzah. A Jew davened. So that's a good thing, and Hashem will reward you for that. I guess because you're seen as the cause of it happening, even though really it's Hashem. Of course, Hashem had to make it work. So that's what he says. Vashlishi sheyishtadil ligmor ha-maisa be'ivorav ha-nirim v'yotziyehu al-geder ha-maisa. That's implementation.
What's ha-nirim?
Actions. Yeah, outer limbs. It's out of the realm of thought. It's out of the realm of the decision-making process. Because the decision-making process also takes place in your evorav, or whatever you want to call them, in your brain, and somewhere in your seichel, somewhere in your cerebrum or cerebellum, or what's the third one? Medulla, something like that. Medulla. Three parts of the brain. We don't know where choice comes from. Maybe the scientists do. Do they know where choice, like what part of the brain is choice? They probably do. They map out the brain nowadays. They have a whole map. What?
They don't map.
They have a whole map of the brain. They don't know where choice is? Okay. Umasha, because that's the soul. I have to check it for you. I believe you, but I'm going to check it out though. Sorry. The knowledge map after the brain, it's amazing. Umasha mimenu bohem, right? It was action. Umasha mimenu bohem, kibachiras avodam habitochen alu elokim bezeh. If you say, I'm relying on Hashem, that whatever, I'll get mitzvahs coming my way, I'll wake up on time, I'll do this chesed, ta'us, a mistake, the sichlus, it's foolishness. Ki abori yisbara chiniach b'rshuseinu b'chivus avodos v'amroso. Don't get firm on me now, says Hashem. Please, this is up to you. Don't rely on me, because I'm relying on you. This has nothing to do with me. Kamo shekosu v'bacharta b'chayim. But v'lo hiniach b'rshuseinu, he did not leave up to us Hashwamas Hamaisa, the actualization in terms of Maisa, doing it, it happening. Ba'avodo ba'avera, ela b'sibu shu chutzlanu, because it's not up to us. Like I say, a person's limbs have to work, traffic, weather, the person taka has to come home in time so I can go out. I mean, there's so many factors, and they're all up to Hashem. Mizdamlos mitzaso itim. Sometimes it happens, it works. But in those mitzaso, sometimes it doesn't work. I have the best of intentions, I have a game plan, and it doesn't happen for whatever reason. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't know if that's something that should be clear, so everybody will have to be prepared for.
No, there is. No, I was just there is clear.